Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of safety, peace, liberation, justice, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. I am very honored and very grateful that we are joined by Dr. Susan Craig in Northern California. Dr. Susan Craig is amazing. Welcome, Dr. Craig, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about today's interview.
Me too. And it's just fascinating all the work that you have been involved in as a vegan and a vegan advocate and a vegan activist all these years. So could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Yeah, so I live off grid in Northern California. I have a private animal sanctuary with about 30 animals here, dogs, cats, goats, sheep, and ponies and miniature horses. I also have a certified veganic mini farm where I grow food crops, and I'm one of the founding members of the North American Veganic Certification Standard, which certifies growers as being veganic, kind of like organic, only food crops grown without the use of any animal products. I am the grant director for NAVCS, and I'm also a World Peace Diet facilitator. Longtime vegan since 1989. I retired from public education. I have a doctorate in educational leadership. I have been a teacher, a school principal, a school district administrator, and also have taught graduate level college courses as a professor. I retired from all that, and now I'm just full-time living the vegan life.
And in this interview, I really appreciate your transparency and your compassionate heart and how the rise of a vegan paradigm of reaching a tipping point of authentic veganism can really help with harmony in society.
Yes, I'm going to speak on the nexus between the widespread sexual abuse of vulnerable young humans, mostly girls, and the routine practices of sexual violence towards billions of animals, mostly young females, used for food and other human exploitation every year within the animal agriculture industry, and how it is inevitable that this normalization of sexual violence towards animals used for food and other forms of exploitation, such as lab animals, this boomerangs back at us through mass sexual violence, institutionalized sexual violence, such as rape gangs, that is culturally embedded worldwide. This topic is actually very personal to me, as I am a survivor of sexual abuse. I'm very private about this. I don't publicly discuss the nature of what happened. However, it was the doorway to my decision to go vegan in 1989, which was when I began the arduous recovery process around the abuse. At that time, it became very clear to me that I must never knowingly participate in practices that caused harm to vulnerable others, including non-humans. And as a result of my own pain, I could no longer turn away from the abuse of others, human or non-human, and the pain that they experienced. And the cycle of violence on all levels, I needed to make a stand that it needed to stop with me. I made a pact with existence, with my higher power, that I would go vegan. And I went vegan instantly and permanently, and I've never looked back on that decision.
Thank you very much, Susan. And could you please proceed?
Most people care about animals, and yet there's this level of disconnection when one sits down to eat, whether it's cheese, chicken, fish, any product that is derived from animals, that is a product of death and massive suffering. There's no disputing that. And well over 90% of humans do participate in this this ritual of violence several times a day, there is no way that that does not massively impact all of humanity. Even though one may be eating animals and may be a perfectly functional human and have nice relationships with other humans, there is an energetic and metaphysical impact, if you will, of this worldwide. Millions of animals a day are violently killed. Those animals have been raped, mutilated, abused, and they meet the most horrific form of death. And then we eat those products. There's no way that this does not connect to the massive violence and indifference, whether it's blatant violence such as rape and war, or psychological bullying, indifference towards others. It just does impact all of humanity. And I believe that if everyone took the step to become vegan and making those connections is life-changing. And I believe that would change the world if humanity collectively made that decision. Rape could stop, war could stop, people could learn to live harmoniously with each other, with the animals and the planet. That's what it will take, going vegan, a vegan world.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Craig. I think that it's very significant of how you pointed out that what is happening to the animals in the egg industry, the dairy industry, the flesh industries, the, as you mentioned, the laboratory animals, and on, and how this is a fact that it's massive sexual violence and sexual exploitation that's happening, and yet it's totally ignored, and how it cannot be ignored because it's going to, as you said, boomerang back, and that the terrible, terrible things that are happening, and especially to young girls and women. And so that's so important that this topic is being discussed. So thank you for your courage and your bravery.
Oh, thank you for the courage to air this on your show. I appreciate it. Yeah, so I'm going to first discuss an independent report on rape gangs in the United Kingdom. It came out a month ago. In this report, the researchers had found that over 250,000 young girls had been gang raped just in the United Kingdom over the past several decades. It's an extensive report. So here's one quote. Girls as young as 11 were targeted with gifts, alcohol, and drugs, collected in taxis from school gates, care homes, and streets, and taken to houses, flats, restaurants, and hotels, and then raped repeatedly by groups of men, passed between perpetrators, trafficked across county lines, and in many cases impregnated or forced into abortions. On a personal note, I follow some of the survivors on social media who report that they and their families live in constant fear for their safety, for speaking. They are threatened and sometimes attacked and traumatized for life. And I want to add that this is not just a UK issue. There was an incident a few months ago in Spain of a young woman who had been gang raped when she was a teenager in a group home. She attempted suicide by jumping out a window and was paralyzed. And about 2 weeks ago in India, a 13-year-old girl was taken to a hotel by a taxi driver where she was given alcohol and raped by 32 men. She died 5 days later. Sexual violence towards children, and it's mostly girls, is a worldwide epidemic. And it's important to make the connection that similarly heinous practices are routinely done to billions of exploited animals every year for humans' palate pleasure. Consider the sheer magnitude of this violence worldwide and the energetic and psychological impact that it has on humanity as we collectively turn away from this and try to ignore it. Animals exploited for food and other purposes are forcibly restrained and raped, physically mutilated, and psychologically tortured throughout their short lives, which end in a most violent way. Just as 11-year-old girls were groomed for sexual exploitation, domesticated animals have been groomed to be docile, easy to control. Females are restrained in rape racks and violently inseminated with the use of a metal rod inserted elbow deep into their vaginas. It is inevitable that the continuous imprisoning, raping, abusing, and killing of millions of animals every day will boomerang back at us in terrible ways as we indifferently turn away from what's done to them in order to eat our pizza, our hamburgers, and our fried chicken.
Thank you, Susan. We're listening to Dr. Susan Craig in Northern California. You tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Susan Craig.
Stop making me pregnant. Why molest me for milk that you don't need? Stop making me pregnant. Why strap tubes to my breasts where my baby should be? I'm not a machine, I'm a mother. And my nipples, they bleed. It's my blood in your milk, and there's pus in your milk. 'Cause it's not your milk, it's my baby's milk. What kind of animal rapes just for milk?
Humans are the only species on Earth that breeds other species, that perversely manipulates them sexually to reproduce so that we can then violently exploit them. Their semen is collected and then inserted into a rape gun, which is then used on cows, all animals, whether a turkeys, goats.
Just that we don't deserve this, no.
Sent to slaughter at a very young age to become, quote, cheap beef.
I'm pushed off of the truck, smell of blood in the air. Where are we going? I'm just so scared. Oh. Walk in one by one, oh, so reluctantly. I hear the screams of my best friend in front of me.
Listening to Through My Eyes by vegan activist Evelyn Simpson in Northern Ireland. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Dr. Susan Craig in Northern California as we're continuing our conversation about the interconnectedness of violence in a non-vegan world and the atrocities and suffering that happens to humans, and we're specifically focusing on girls and women.
Product that is derived from animals, that is a product of death and massive suffering.
All I can hope now is that one day this will end.
Yes, I believe so too, Susan. Thank you. And so for this interview, we're focusing on the sexual violence towards girls and women, even though we know it's broad, the whole spectrum of sexual violence and abuse and child trafficking. But for this interview, we're focusing on the sexual exploitation and violence towards girls and young women. This goes on, and as you said, worldwide, decade after decade, and I believe that it does require humanity to stop participating in the sexual violence towards the non-human animals, whether, again, it's in the laboratory, which is, of course, involved with vaccine research, development, production, and distribution, and also, as you're pointing out, massively in the food industry. Can you please explain that again about the interconnectedness of how building a vegan paradigm on the planet will really help to bring harmony and peace and safety into the human arena, especially for young girls and women?
A couple of quotes from the World Peace Diet by Dr. Will Tuttle, and specifically Chapter 7, which is entitled The Domination of the Feminine. So this is Dr. Will Tuttle I'm quoting here. In attacking our inner feminine principle, we become, as a culture, harder and more separate, competitive, aggressive, and self-centered. Ironically, we become commodities ourselves, controlled and enslaved by a system of our own making. Yet we don't realize it because we've been taught to disconnect. Liberating and honoring the feminine principle is perhaps the most pressing task in our culture's evolution towards peace, sustainability, and spiritual maturity. And again, that's from Dr. Will Tuttle, World Peace Diet. To conclude this discussion of this very important and serious topic, humans are the only species on Earth that breeds other species, that perversely manipulates them sexually to reproduce so that we can then violently exploit them. And the vast majority of humans mindlessly practice, reinforce, and normalize this violence towards those who have no voice, the animals, through the daily habits of purchasing and eating the flesh, the eggs, the mammary secretions of those who are the most vulnerable of all. They have no rights. They suffer immensely for our culinary preferences. And yet they value their lives as much as we value ours. We need to stop turning away from this. We are living in an asylum of our own making that we desperately need to wake up from. I do not believe that it is possible for humans to mature spiritually and live nonviolently until we collectively cease to participate in violence towards vulnerable others, starting with the animals we exploit for food. Veganism is an imperative. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you,
Susan. I
also
want to mention to listeners that World Peace Diet Sundays is happening. So every Sunday, a group of us are reading and discussing the World Peace Diet on Zoom. We started 2 weeks ago, and so we're still on chapter one. And if anyone is interested, you can either go to Dr. Will Tuttle's website, The World Peace Diet. He has a link there, or you can send me an email at drsusancraig, Dr. Susan Craig at icloud.com. I'll send you the link. And a week from Sunday, Dr. Will Tuttle will be on the call with us. So he'll be on the call on Sunday, July 26th. We meet at on Zoom every Sunday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time for 1 hour. Join us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is The Turkey Song by Will Tuttle. I encourage listeners to do their own research and to learn the truth of the very, very young age of all the animals, the lab animals and animal ag animals who are being violated by AI, artificial insemination. It is rape of all of them. Yeah, I realize most people, they have no clue, like when we say it, you described it with the, you know, the rape gun there. And when I see those images, I get the heebie-jeebies bad.
I can't watch them anymore. I've seen some photos and images of the females, like the turkeys and the and the cows, and just it's really perverse.
It is.
What monster even thought of this?
I know.
You know, it's just so perverse.
Did you want to mention goat milk?
Yeah, and so the sexual abuse is done routinely to all domesticated animals that are used for food, and even with the regenerative movement, there's a kind of a backlash against veganism and a promotion of using animals to help regenerate the land, so like cows and goats. And I have goats. In fact, I have several goats who were from goat dairy farms that were rejects that were going to be killed and turned into meat. The notion that the small scale farm or there's a humanely raised way to do it, there's no right way to do the wrong thing. All the animals that are used for dairy, for egg, for meat, and mass produced for laboratory purposes are horrifically abused.
Sanctuary Song. This is vegan musician Daniel Redwood. Someone, not something.
You are someone, not something. You're welcome here with your broken wing or wounded leg or branded skin. This is your home now, come on in. You've known the pain,
other information that you'd like to share?
Yes, I'd like to offer some resources for listeners. So if there are any survivors of sexual abuse out there, there are two excellent resources that I'm aware of. One is Survivors of Incest Anonymous. The website is siawso.org. It is a 12-step recovery program for survivors of child sexual abuse. There are meetings every day of the year, worldwide, on Zoom, by phone, and some in-person meetings, depending on where someone lives. And there's another resource that is in the United States only. That is the Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network, RAINN.org. They offer resources throughout the U.S., including a 24-hour phone hotline. And I also wanted to let the listeners know, any who are really interested in taking a deep dive in this rape gang inquiry report, it's an extensive report, over 200 pages, I believe.
For details about that report, one can contact Dr. Susan Craig, DrSusanCraig, at iCloud.com.
So thank you very much. This is a really, really important topic and one that needs to be shared and discussed and really thought about. Yeah, I'd like to share my own website, which is veganicliving.org. It's a resource for veganic living, including gardening. There's a little bit of information about my animal sanctuary and some resources up there for those who are interested in vegan living. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Marlene.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Next up is a short clip of Renee Kingson and co-founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary in Texas. And this is her book reading for her launch of her book.
My book, Rowdy Girl, Confessions of a Vegan Cattle Rancher. When I say confessions, I mean what the book is about what kind of person looks at their multi-generational cattle rancher husband and says, "You take them cows up the road one more time, and I will follow you. I will go to the sale barn and I will buy all of them back with your credit card. And I'll bring them all back home.
Run, jump, and play till the cows come home."
This is an edited, shortened version of her speech, July 7th, 2026.
"I want to tell the world what they've done to you so wrong. I want to sing for you a sanctuary
to break
song.
Through tradition, to break through culture. That's what this book is about. That's why I go into all of the trauma I went through. I've been raped multiple times. I have a story of alcohol and drug abuse that is, I should be dead. Not only have I been raped multiple times, but I've been gangbang raped twice. I was raped by a preacher. I was told by a preacher one time, I witnessed him sexually abusing his kids. And he told me in the laundry room, if you tell anybody what you saw, I will put you through a meat grinder and nobody will ever know what happened to you. Think about that. And when Rowdy Girl, you know, whenever I was feeding Rowdy Girl, had no idea that when I was going to be feeding little Rowdy Girl, she was going to be feeding me an etheric channel to the sentience of all the cows in the pasture. Well, that's what started happening when I was feeding Rowdy Girl. I could see things I'd never seen before. I saw them, each one of them. I saw the brow. I saw their personalities. I began to watch them. I began to watch the mamas with their babies. I began to watch the babysitters. Did you know cows have babysitters? They do. And the one that I remember watching was Tippy. And Tippy would go to the mama. The mama would, you know, acknowledge Tippy. She would go off and take care of herself, graze, get water. And Tippy would lay there or stand there with the baby until mama came back. It's a myth that you can kill an animal humanely. The very word defies itself. How do you kill somebody that doesn't want to die? Cognitive dissonance, look it up. Speciesism. Speciesism is a big one.
Your life, it means as much to you as mine to me. I know that this is true. Your loving heart reaches out to mine.
Much gratitude for the music. We heard snippets of Dominion by Vegan Queen V, Calf Song by Will Tuttle and Cow Song, Emily's Lamin, sung by Sam Spiro, Through My Eyes by Evelyn Simpson, and Sanctuary Song by Daniel Redwood.
Now is the time, this is the place, for us all to feel compassion's healing grace, and pray for peace.
We just heard the recording of Renee King Sonnen, founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary in Texas, and much thanks to my guest, Dr. Susan Craig, founder of Happy Chihuahua Acres Animal Sanctuary in Northern California.
Where you can run, jump, and play till the cows come home.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlena Massachusetts wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
May the whole world sing for you. May the whole world be for you a sanctuary.